Hi, and welcome back to another Wattpad Wednesday podcast. Today we're interviewing an amazing writer who many of you will know as Exo Stardust, and she writes for Wattpad, and she's been sharing her story, The Last Dance, for several years on Wattpad, and it's been read about 9 million times. It's an amazing romance story that's a little bit atypical and also kind of a coming-of-age story as well. So everyone at Wattpad headquarters highly recommends this story. It's really amazing, and we're so excited that the writer, Exo Stardust, has taken the time to come and talk to us today. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
So the first question that I wanted to know is, because you've been on Wattpad for quite a long time now, how did you first discover Wattpad?
It was one day when I was just sitting around at home looking for something to read. Couldn't get out to the library, so I pulled up Google to find anything online to read, and I stumbled on Wattpad quite by accident. I didn't realize what the website was at first, and then I started looking through the list and found a bunch of books that I really was interested in, and it all started from there.
And you started writing right away, or just reading?
Mostly I was just reading. A lot of the books that I saw on there, I was looking for something that really caught my attention, and when I found something, I stuck with it, and I came back to the site days later to find more updates, and then I eventually thought maybe I could try this myself and post something, and I've never written anything for anyone else before, so it was kind of scary at first to put myself out there and even try to sign up to do this, but obviously I'm glad I did.
And that's why you write under a pen name, Exo Stardust, right? Because,
yeah.
So how did you come up with that name?
Well, names are always a big deal for me. It's I'm a very visual person, so everything about names just has to be so specific. And with the story name and with my username, I thought for a long time about it. I wanted something a little bit whimsical, but simple at the same time. And I love just the image that Stardust kind of brings to mind.
Yeah. So that's why you picked it?
Yeah, that's why I picked it.
So, well, because I was wondering, you've mentioned that your favorite writer is Tamora Pierce, and you even list your location as Tortel. So I was wondering if it had come from any of the works of hers that you've read, or why do you like Tamora Pierce so much?
Well, Stardust didn't come from that. It was just, that was my own creation. I've used it actually on different websites before.
Oh, okay.
So it was just something that I like to stay consistent with.
Right.
Yeah. As for Tamora Pierce, I first discovered her writing a long time ago, back in junior high, I think it was. One of my friends introduced me. There was just something about the writer that always pulled me into the story. I loved the female leads and how powerful they were. And just, they were dynamic characters. And they had their flaws and their weaknesses, so they were always easy to relate to. I also just love the time period so much,
yeah.
The fantasy aspect of it.
Definitely.
And everything about it, just the medieval times, the sword fighting, the training, I love all that stuff. And so those books just stayed with me. And I've never really found anything that quite compares to that kind of story. So that was part of my inspiration for just writing my own, because I couldn't find anything else. So
right.
I thought, I'll make one myself.
No, that's perfect. That's the best reason to write. So
yeah. Your
most popular story is The Last Dance. Did you ever expect that you would have 9 million readers, or what were your thoughts when you started writing it?
It surprises me every day. I remember when I first started posting it, no one actually read it at the beginning, and no one commented or voted, and I didn't know how to get stories popular, but I just loved writing it, and when I first posted my very first thing, there was just so much thrill and excitement to it that I knew even if no one read it, I was still going to keep writing because it was such an accomplishment for me.
Yeah, no, it is.
So it was just, I loved writing it. I would just come home and start writing, and suddenly I'd have all these chapters to post, and somewhere down the line, like almost overnight, suddenly I come to my Hotmail and there's so many messages, so much response, and I was so surprised. I went away for a month and I had no access to the internet, and when I came back I had almost 300 messages.
I remember that was last summer, right?
Yeah. So it was really overnight, and it was such a surprise because I never advertised my work anywhere.
Right.
Just someone just discovered it, I guess, and it kind of happened on its own.
Yeah, well, I guess a reader who has a lot of friends on Wattpad and probably started telling their friends, too, so... So, you came up with the plot because you were inspired by Timora Pierce, but did you have it all written out ahead of time, or did you just have an idea, or how do you do your writing?
Mostly it was just an idea. I read one part of the book, and for people who've read the book, it was just the part where they go to Parisopolis.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a few lines, really, a paragraph that just sparked an idea about running away. And that's actually where the whole story started, was just the idea of running away. And initially in my mind, the story was the girl being the princess, and she being the running away, and the prince coming after her, and then the whole story just transformed. And then I got a little bit of an idea, too, from Ella Enchanted.
Oh.
I always loved the idea of the multiple balls.
Right.
And so that's really, I really wanted to incorporate something like that. And so that's where that came from. And I was thinking for days just about the name, because I can't start writing a story until I have a title for it.
Right.
So I actually hadn't had anything written out about this. It was just an idea in my head. I could kind of see it as a movie in my head. So I waited until I found the right name. I found the right cast and characters and the right names for the characters, and then it just started writing itself almost.
Oh, that's great. Well, that's lucky. Do you find that you suffer from writer's block at all, or not really?
Yes, I do sometimes, but with The Last Dance, it more just came to me, because I guess it's stuff that I already am familiar with, and I feel like I already know it, and when I think of just that time period, things to, like, further the plot just come, and so it was easy to just play it into the way I write and what I like anyway. So
right. So I wanted to know, do your friends and family know about your success as a writer? Is this something that you prefer to keep personal?
Actually, no one knows about it. It's something that I just started on my own, and once it, like, took off, I never really told anybody about it.
Yeah.
My family doesn't know about it. None of my friends know about it. It's a completely personal thing, so really the only people who know about it is the community on Wattpad, and even then it's by a pen name.
So do you have any plans to ever surprise them and tell them about it?
I don't know. I've thought about it a couple times, but then it just seems like it's just too personal, and it's so mine that I like that it's just an anonymous thing that's up there, and who knows, maybe some of my friends have seen it before.
And they don't even know it's you.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. So you've said that you're studying biology right now at university. Do you use any of the science you learn in school when you're writing, or is this a totally separate thing for you?
It's actually quite a different thing, because writing and all my interest in the arts is just like a hobby and something I do for fun, and my biology is something I also love, but that's my career direction, and that's the kind of thing that I like to do for school. So it's kind of different, a big separation actually, because I always figured if I did like writing or acting or something in the arts for a career, what would I do for fun anymore?
Right. That's a really good point. So you're not planning on publishing your novel or any other books?
No, I wasn't planning to publish, but, I mean, I've had one or two people suggest it, and the idea seems really cool. I don't know if I'd ever do, like, a paperback or anything, but something, like, online, maybe. I don't know where it'll go.
Yeah.
I don't want to, like, set in stone an answer.
Yeah.
So,
but I think,
never know.
Yeah, you do never know. And, you know, I think the publishing world is changing so quickly right now, so maybe there'll be something in a few years that makes sense for your story. So another area of arts that you've expressed an interest in or told us about is acting. So do you do drama classes, or are you in plays, or can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, so I'm actually one of those people who doesn't like being in public. Usually, even with just keeping anonymous on here, I never liked public speaking. And then back in grade 6, actually, is when I first got into acting, the grade 6 class always puts on a Christmas concert, and they needed some leads, so our music teacher came down and told us we all had to audition, and I was sitting in my seat really worried.
Right.
And someone comes to the door and calls me down to the office for something, and I was so relieved that I didn't have to do this audition. But then the music teacher was like, no, do one before you go. So I get up and I do this reading, and with everyone in the class, if you did an okay job, she would call you for a callback to do a second audition. But for me, I somehow managed to get a lead on the spot.
Wow!
That's when I really discovered it, and I guess it was the best thing that ever happened to me, because after that, that's where it just launched my acting, my love for acting, and I love being on stage. And in junior high, I took a bunch of drama classes. In high school, it was advanced acting that I took, so that was an extracurricular, and it was just for fun, and it was after school, and you'd put on the play, you'd do the set, the costumes, and everything yourself.
Yeah, that's a lot of work, definitely. So is it something that you're doing in university as well?
Unfortunately, there aren't any clubs in university for that kind of thing. So
right.
It's something I haven't done in a while, but I guess I still have the memories from it, and the passion of it still stays with you. So.
Yeah, and it's definitely something you can pick up again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So do you find that your acting experience relates to your writing experiences then? Like, are some of the play...
Yeah, I think it's a huge relation because I'm a really visual person, like I said.
Yeah.
And I see everything. Before I even write anything, I can see it in my mind. I can see the image in my mind, and I have to transfer that picture onto paper. And even when it's in my head, I can just hear the words, like a script in my mind, and it's like the movie. You have to have the right characters. You have to have the right people. And you have to transfer it into words, and I guess acting helps a lot with that when you think of a script and how it just translates on stage. And I'm so used to stage directions, just the movement around stage and how you always have to do a certain action with certain words. And so I think that translates a lot when I'm writing.
Do you think The Last Dance could ever become a play? Or I guess the setting would be really difficult to make in a play.
Yeah. People have said, actually, that they see it as a movie, which is great, because I see it as kind of a movie in my head, and I love that people can actually visualize it that way, but I like just the words of it, because I feel like I like writing with a certain kind of elegance that I don't think translates necessarily when you put it into words.
Okay.
Like when you say the words out loud.
Right. It is, well, it's very colloquial and conversational, right? Yeah. So do you have a cast for for the characters of Prince John and Celia, or is that something that you haven't done?
I have on the story, actually. For Prince John, I picked William Moseley.
Mm-hmm.
And for Celia, I had Lily Sobolewski.
Oh, right.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right.
I don't know if you are either, but I don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, but I did pick them, and I actually... That was another thing that was so important to me. I spent, like, hours on Google just searching characters, trying to find the perfect character to play those roles. And it was just page after page of actors. I don't even know actors' names very well, so I had no basis to go off of.
Right.
But it was just, I had to find the perfect character.
Yeah, no, that's really important.
They are, for sure.
For sure. So can you tell us about any future projects that we can look forward to, new stories or the story that you're working on now? How is that one going?
The story I'm working on now, that one is good. It's slow going. It's partially writer's block, but it's also I'm just looking for what angle to go for each chapter, and it's kind of hard to write, and I also just don't have a lot of time to work on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, as for future stories, I am doing a Last Dance sequel.
Oh!
Kind of a spin-off. Yeah, I haven't actually told anyone about it, but now that I'm doing this, I thought I could give a little bit of a clue into it.
Oh my goodness, that's so exciting!
Yeah. It's actually going to center around one of the children of John and Celia.
Oh my goodness, so it's set in the future.
Yep, it's set in the future. I didn't want to do like a complete sequel that picks off from their story, because
right.
That seems repetitive to me. So it's about them, and it's about another girl. This will probably come as a big surprise to everybody, but it's actually the daughter of Petunia.
Oh my goodness!
So it's more of a little bit of, yeah, it's different. It's definitely a big twist on what The Last Dance was.
Oh my goodness!
That was a big surprise.
That is amazing. Wow. Yeah. So is it going to be told from their perspective or from third person or?
Yeah. So it'll be based around their kids. So it's just second generation.
Yeah.
And so the old characters will, of course, make an appearance.
Right.
So I'm really excited about it.
Yeah.
I haven't come up with a title, and so I can't really sit down and write it.
I guess The Last Dance 2 isn't very exciting, is it?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. That is going to excite a lot of people. Definitely everyone at Wattpad headquarters. I think yours was one of the first books I had in my library when we introduced that feature.
Wow.
So that's really, really great news. But we like to end all of our podcasts asking if you have any questions for us at Wattpad headquarters. We're happy to answer them. We just made you answer a bunch of questions. So. We can turn the table around.
Well, I actually don't have any questions. I've been trying to think of one, but...
No? Okay. Well, you can always email us now because we owe you one, so you can...
All right.
So thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us and share your really exciting news. We all cannot wait to start reading the sequel to The Last Dance. I think that will be really exciting. And thank you for joining us for another Wattpad Wednesday, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Yep. Bye.